Oh, look at the time. Get a wriggle on. It's coming up to 10 past 7 with Classic Hits 4CA. This is Murray. Nice to have you along for a Wednesday morning. We have a bit of a look back in history. It's on this day in a couple of minutes' time. But right now, I've got a couple of special guests in studio. We've got Nicole. She's the fundraising coordinator with the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. And another special guest, it's Alan Searle. Good morning, guys. Nice to have you along this morning.
Good morning, Murray. How are you?
Nice to have you here on a very cool, blustery Wednesday
Isn't
morning. But
we've
got some sunshine. Look at that. Sun's starting to come up, so it should start to warm things up just a
little. I don't
even
feel sorry for the people in Sydney or Geelong or Melbourne.
Not at all. Look, really good to have you guys in studio because we're going to talk about a really, really important thing, prostate. I'm getting it right.
That's right. Yes, don't roll your R's and make sure you drop the first one.
Now, it's an issue. I believe it's the... Well, actually, you were saying just before, Nicole, it's the number one medical issue.
Men's cancer, yeah. It's cancer the most issue. Commonly diagnosed cancer in men. So it's pretty serious.
And it's one of those ones that, you know, us guys like to pretend we're invincible, but when you start to get some issues down there, whether we like it or not, it's one of those things that, you know, really causes a bit of a scare. You're actually going through some treatment. That's the reason why we've got you here, Alan.
Yes.
How's it going for you? It's I guess it's a fairly confronting type of thing to deal with in a lot of ways, isn't it?
For a lad who obviously has a libido, as we all have, yes, it is a bit confronting when you do face these things. However, look, it's a matter of having a positive attitude, living with it, making sure the glass is half full, and of course if you've got a good lady or partner to sort of help you along, that does help.
Understanding when it comes to those type of things, I guess, is really important. But the other important thing we've got to talk about this morning is for treatment. It costs you a lot of money. There's basically what's called a PSMA. We're going to simply call it a prostate machine, which basically it helps your cyst deal with the issue. But there's not one north of Brisbane, but there's a bit of a push to try and get one here. What are some of the challenges it causes for you having a machine all the way down in Brisbane?
Okay. Firstly, let me just explain the machine itself. In layman's terms, as I am at the other end of the scale here, essentially it's like a mixmaster, right? But this is a subatomic mixmaster. So it's got to mix up a radioactive dye, and they use that as a medium to inject into the body so that the MRI machine can pick up anything that's going to light up. So if you get sent down to Brisbane, that's all well and good, but you sometimes have to wait a long time. What we don't have up here is that little machine that makes up the mixture, which they use then in the injection. So at the moment, they're sending all the boys down to Brisbane, and there can be quite a delay. If we can just get our own machine up here in Cairns Hospital, we can be independent ourselves. Because this is a short life type of mixture. Yep. So they have to mix it up quickly, use it, and then they need another lot for the next person next time.
And get it into you as quickly as possible.
Exactly. It's got a short life. So what we need to do is get the machine here so they can facilitate using the dye with the MRI. So we've got one of those, but we don't have the machine. So, guys, that's where we need you out there, all of you 40, 50, 60-year-old guys. Firstly, if you want to save your love life, pal, I can tell you, you better get onto this because it's one of the things that does hit you. And I'd also suggest to the ladies, girls, you know, like you don't want to lose your man too early in your life.
Yeah.
So you don't want to lose the love in your life, and you sure as hell don't want to lose the lover in your life as well. So you girls should be contributing probably more, I think.
With respect to it, and that's certainly the case too. It's good to understand now exactly how the machine works. I was nearly bringing tears to my eyes when you're talking about the Mixmaster. I thought, oh no, what are you going to do? But thankfully, it's for the serum only.
Yeah, well, at your age, it's the onions. At my age, it's a different problem.
Now, I believe that the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation is basically behind this fundraiser as well. So that's one of the reasons why we're talking to you. Where are we? Where do we need to be, Nicole?
Okay, so at the moment we've got a campaign up and running. It's our prostate cancer campaign. So you can log on to fnqhf.org.au onto the homepage and get through it there. You can find out some more information about it. Here are stories from patients like Alan and the doctors, and then make a donation. So we've currently got about 20 grand, a little bit more in the kitty. We need probably four times that to get this machine across the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is just so important for Cairns. Like you mentioned, it's the number one cancer diagnosed in men. Currently in Cairns, we have 1,538 men with prostate cancer.
Gee.
And there's roughly 180 being diagnosed here every year in addition to that.
What the point here is, therefore, Murray, is that if we can get this machine up here, it's going to save a lot of guys, a lot of anguish, a lot of drama.
And money.
A lot of cash, and it just keeps everybody up here. I had to go down to Townsville recently to do it myself because I could not wait until Brisbane. It was too long a time, which meant I had to go down on my own. My wife would have liked to have come with me, but she couldn't. So obviously, if we've got this machine up here, then we don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
And on the back of that, it's a publicly available facility up here, whereas in Townsville, it's for private patients.
Yeah,
so
right.
There's the added expense there as
and
well.
And accommodation, the travel, and of course, the emotional heartache as well. A very good cause, Alan Searle, and from the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation, Nicole Gibson, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been a delicate but very entertaining subject this morning.
Thanks a pleasure so much, indeed, Murray. And guys and girls, get out there. Come on, put in a donation.
Support the best way you possibly can.
Get this machine for Cairns. Make us independent.
16 past 7. Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4CA. Back very, very shortly. We have on this day a bit of a look back in history.